Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, we have in the studio today a guest who hasn't been on this program since I think it was before called Sunscape. And we have Anahí Padilla coming back with us. She is the Water Conservation Tech H2O Center Manager with El Paso Water Utilities. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I didn't know it was that long ago.
It's been while since we've had you show. And you are still with El Paso Water Utilities, which is great to hear. And we're going to be talking about this really interesting, I don't know if you'd call it a contest or sort of some sort of an entry calling out for public entries. But one thing that began at the beginning of the month was water restrictions for the city. So before we move on to what you are here to talk to us about, tell us a little bit more about these water restrictions that I guess those of us here who've lived in El Paso for a while are familiar with, and maybe newcomers to the area might need to learn a little bit more.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And the reason we are here, and thank you for having me, is that we're celebrating 25 years of water conservation. Like you said, many years ago, we started in 1991. We've been able to decrease consumption 30% or so. And part of it is the watering restrictions, because we have from April to September 30th, we have the watering restrictions. So you can water on your assigned days before 10 o'clock in the morning or after 6 p.m. And that has never changed. And I think that's part of why El Paso has been so successful on our water conservation program, because it's multifaceted. We have different things going on with conservation, and that's one of them, the ordinance, the educational part, the enforcement, the rebates and incentives that we have provided. But there's still lots to do and more work to be done on water conservation. And that's why we're doing this, like you said, contest. It's actually a bragging time call for entries. That's what I call it.
So it's called Desert Blooms. That's something that's going to be featured on the Water Utilities website?
Yeah. Many years ago, we developed a city room with plants native or adapted to the Chihuahuan Desert. And this time, to celebrate the 25 years of conservation, we want to invite customers to submit photos of their landscapes. It doesn't matter if they're big, old, new, ginormous, or whatever. I mean, we just want landscapes that are feature plants that grow in the desert that have attractive, beautiful plants. And the idea is to highlight those on our webpage, which is going to be Desert Blooms. It's a section of the El Paso Water Utilities webpage.
So I have my Desert Bloom CD, and I've had it for many years now. And I remember when you put in the CD into your tower and you call it up, and it's picture, beautiful pictures, by the way, of actual plants in El Paso. And then it kind of gives you a little information on the side of the growing heights and, you know, characteristics that anybody would looking into purchasing a plant or wanting a plant for their landscape would kind of look for. How are you meshing the two now? What is your concept? How do you visualize?
Well, the concept is that once we have a photo of a nice, beautiful landscape, when you see it on the computer, you're going to have little squares that move around when you're looking at different plants. And there's a square there. You can click on that, and that's going to link to that particular information about that plant. So the CD-ROM is still around. I don't think people have those computers anymore, but that's where we're moving more into the website. So that's where we're asking people to submit their photos. There's my email address. I don't know if you wanted to give it out right now.
Sure, go right ahead.
It's ajpadilla@epwu.org. Or they can actually just call the Water Utilities Tech H2O Center at 621-2000, and then they can transfer you to my extension.
So what are some of the elements that you're looking for in these really showcase?
Oh, gosh, we're looking for everything. We're looking for small patios, big patios, front yards, backyards, barbecue pits, entryways, pergolas, gazebos, the use of rocks, beautiful flowers, maybe plant groupings, all kinds of things. So it's not colorful things. We know El Paso is very creative, and I know we have people out there that are probably using recyclable stuff to do yard quirky garden art that we can feature that. I mean, to showcase El Paso, and this is not only El Paso. We're going to also have access to some Las Cruces and Santa Teresa. So it's going to be more of a regional landscape idea. Warehouse.
Very nice, because I think we kind of like look at plants and you call up or you Google a specific plant and it pops it up and it looks great, but then to actually see it functioning in a landscape. A lot of times people don't know exactly, like, oh, I love that yellow flower,
but what is it? Exactly.
I love that tall little blooming pink flower in the springtime. What is it? So that'd be really nice to be able to hover over that screen to be able
to look. And the other thing is, once this is up and running, we just ask El Pasoans to be on the lookout for things that we're going to be participating on to provide more information. I know we're going to be at the Bosque in Bloom event. We're going to be at the Flora Fest plant sale here at UTEP. But we also have a lot of workshops at the Take It to O Center. Mm-hmm. I know we're going to have one. I don't know what time or what day yet, but it's going to be in the summer. And it's going to be the starting Landscape 101, that we call it. And the idea is to just tell people not to be afraid to start doing their landscape. It's how you can start doing a master plan and then move little by little and kind of do a nice landscape design. Because if you don't have a plan, it's hard to come up with something nice.
I see a lot of, you know, urban sprawl, and we kind of drive by these new developing neighborhoods, and we see sometimes part of a new house or package, you get a quote-unquote landscape. Mm-hmm. Front landscape deal, and they kind of credit you with something, or they can have their contractors install it. So a lot of that turns to be two different colors of rocks, divided in like a kidney shape little area.
Yeah, that's not what we're looking for.
And then one entire little, you know, some very either
maybe an ash
cacti
tree.
Yeah, exactly. It's an extreme. It's like a cacti, or it's a one tree,
An ocotillo maybe.
Exactly, or maybe a couple of nondescript bushes like euonymus or Indian hawthorn.
Yeah.
So going beyond that, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, want to kind of venture out into their own and see, well, I want to add this and I want to add that. So what are the kind of things that for, you know, a really small starter, do-it-yourself person would want to
Well, I think that the first thing that people need to do is get ideas. And that's exactly what we want to provide with this Desert Blooms call for help or call for entries, because people can see some ideas. And that's why we want small patios, large patios, because not every home in El Paso is the same. So when you look at different things, at least you start getting an idea of what you want in your landscape, and then don't try to do everything at once. Landscaping your house takes some time. It might take a couple of years to finish, and it's hard to see the end result if you don't have a vision at first of what you want. So those are the kind of things we're going to go through on our Landscape 101. So I just ask El Pasoans to be on the lookout for that call whenever we have that workshop in the summer.
And it's funny, the so-called landscapes that Denise was just talking about with those new developments, a lot of people might think, well, that's just, I'm xeriscaping. I'm saving water by not having any plants in my yard except for this one little stick. But it's amazing that once you really start learning how to effectively landscape with these a true xeriscape type plants that are native or adapted to the region, you're going to have a lot of really interesting features. Some of these plants are very architectural in their, you know, you have sotols, which are so interesting. You can have tiny little shrubs to these large, really structural, again, impacts in your landscape, and they all are going to do terrific here in the region. You don't need a rhododendron to make your house look pretty.
Well, and also that when you plant trees on the right locations, they can help you with your energy consumption at home. So you need to make sure you have the right plant at the right place and also the right type of plant. So so that's why we want to invite customers to join us and kind of look at this Desert Blooms page when it's available, and it's coming.
Yeah, no, definitely. For me, like for front landscapes, like they have to look nice as you're driving by.
Yeah.
So for me, like I don't want to spend a lot of time to be able to do a lot of maintenance in the front area. So when I established my landscape, it was many years ago now, but once the water got established and then kind of cut off, then it's nice, and I kind of just add sprinkles of new plants that I want to add to it. But I really want to use my living space for the backyard. So I think you have to kind of think about it as like separate rooms for your house.
Correct.
It's an extension of your house. But a really great example of blending native plants and cacti and hardscape is one other event that's happening actually this weekend as well. It's the Native Plant Society and the Cactus and Rock Club are having tours of gardens. And as today and tomorrow, it's split east side and then west side the following day. Paying $5 per carload gets you into all of the gardens for the entire weekend. So it's another great way for people to kind of go out there and visit, and you'll be able to visit with the homeowners, and sometimes they're their own designers as well. They did it themselves, or sometimes they have a great landscape designer that went in there and kind of worked with them to get their garden up to par. So that's another great event. There's so many things happening, and it's really nice to be able to go out into the gardens now, especially with our native plant and our cacti, because they're all blooming.
They're
all starting
right
to bloom.
Yeah.
So it's really
this
great.
This is the best time. Correct. Yeah.
And I think a great example also, if people are ever around the UTEP campus, to see how well native and adapted plants can work is by visiting the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens, where it's not just a display of plants. They actually have them grouped in such a way where you can actually see how they can be useful, say, like in a water pond, or, you know, they have, you know, maybe more cactusy type.
Well, like Denise said, you have little groupings
exactly.
of plants and gardens here at UTEP. They've been creating different rooms where you can do some conversations and more private gatherings, and you can get that as an idea for your own home. I mean, how can I do this beautiful patio at home?
Or I have so much shade. What can
exactly.
I grow in the shady spots? I think
right.
that's a pretty terrific example. And I think people are very surprised when they see the amount of variety that there is in some of the plants mm-hmm. that do so well in our environment.
So I just want to ask the customers of El Paso that conservation is still a very important part of our water portfolio of water resources in El Paso. After 25 years, we're still going strong. We will continue with conservation, make sure that every drop counts, as they said, to follow the conservation ordinance and just keep an eye on some of the programs that we have available to our customers, because education will continue to be very important for us to provide customers tips and information on how they can embrace conservation, which we really are thankful to El Paso. I think El Pasoans have embraced conservation as part of their way of life. And it's hard when we compare ourselves, for example, California, they're going through droughts, and we're like, we've been on conservation mode for 25 years, and we are really thankful to El Paso for that.
And even 300 miles west to us.
Correct.
You know, there's a drought stages, and there's signs all over the highway and billboards and lawn signs, you know. You know, they're in certain drought level. For us, it's just a matter of part of our planning for our landscaping. So, yes, I echo your sentiments there. It's really, El Pasoans were really progressive in that
That's
respect.
Right. Yeah.
So we know people love to take pictures of their landscape. I'm one of those people. I may actually enter some of my pictures to you, Anahí. But if you could maybe give us a rundown once again of what we've been talking about, of how people can submit pictures
okay.
of their landscapes.
They can submit a picture to my email address, which is ajpadilla@epwu.org. The deadline, though, is April the 22nd, because I'm going to have a photographer coming to El Paso. So we're going to select some of those photos. And whenever you submit your photo, make sure that you put your name information. So in case it's a backyard and we need to get
access. You don't
access,
want their dog
exact,
to attack you.
Correct. Yeah. So we need to make sure we can contact you. And again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, yeah, I know we're probably going to get amazing things, and I'm hoping that El Paso is going to surprise me with those amazing pictures. And I think I'm going to be very surprised to see things that people might have in the backyard. I mean,
Right.
I'm really looking forward for this.
Well, really quickly, before we wrap things up, maybe people want to take their cameras to the Rose Garden right now. Today, the El Paso Rose Society and the Master Gardeners are there doing a public tour of the Municipal Rose Garden till 2 p.m. So make sure to take your camera, go out there, and learn some very important facts about how to grow roses successfully here in the region and view the 1,200-plus roses that are there on display. Well, we want to thank you, Anahí Padilla, for coming back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Anahí is the Water Conservation Tech H2O Center Manager with El Paso Water Utilities. I want to thank Evan Walsh for editing and producing today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.